bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
You're listening to The Father Show with Mike Thompson.
Good afternoon. This is Mike Thompson, and you are listening to The Father Show. And we are here today with a very, very special guest, a friend of mine, a sister in more ways than one, sister as a friend, sister in Christ, a sister that got my back.
That's right.
I support. So I'm happy to have my sister here, Miss Beatrice Bruno, the Drill Sergeant of Life. And you're going to get to learn more about the Drill Sergeant of Life. In this whole show today is going to be based on her. We're going to talk about her as a drill sergeant. We're going to talk about her as a parent. We're going to talk about her as a writer.
Absolutely.
She got a couple of books out. Mm-hmm. She's a motivational speaker, coach, president of Toastmasters, a publisher, and wait a minute, did I leave something out?
Chief cook and bottle washer.
Chief cook and bottle washer, wife, mother.
Yes.
All in all, around woman that you just would love to get to know. So stay with us, and I want to introduce, excuse me, Ms. Beatrice Bruno, excuse me. Well, I don't know where that came from. But Beatrice, welcome to The Father Show, and I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's good to be here. Thank you for having me on, and that sneeze was probably you're allergic to Clarence.
That probably, our engineer.
Our engineer, yeah. He has that effect on people.
Because I was fine. I haven't sneezed all day today.
I know, I
must
hear
be,
you.
It must be something about that.
It's got to be him. I mean, look at him. He looks sneezable.
I think that we're going to change his name as Engineer Sneezable.
That's right. There you go. That's all right.
Hey, well, Beatrice, I know stuff about you.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to cover some of that a little bit later. But I'm going to give you an opportunity first to tell the audience, who is Beatrice Bruno?
Well, Mike, I have a long story. But I'm going to shorten it for purposes of radio today.
Yeah, we only have an hour.
Yeah, I know. So I'm not going to tell my whole story. I was born in New York and raised in South Carolina, but I grew up in the Army. I served 15 years in the United States Army on active duty, two of which I was a drill sergeant for basic training soldiers. Mm-hmm. And it was two of the best years of my life. I loved training soldiers. I loved training people coming from Fort Living Room to come into the Army. And that's where they came from, Fort Living Room.
Fort Living Room.
Because all they had ever done was just sit on the couch.
I've never heard it put that way.
That's right. Fort Living Room. And all they did was, you know, just mess around with the remote control or play video games. And then they came in so that they could be soldiers in the United States Army. Mm-hmm. And when they did, I met them. Mm. And I said, you asked for me. I didn't ask for you. And so I enjoyed it.
You need that old saying, watch what you ask for?
Oh, yes. Mm, oh, okay. Yes. As soon as they signed their names on the dotted line, it was all on then. It was all on, and it was all about training them to become the soldiers that they wanted to be in Uncle Sam's Army. Mm. Yeah. And so I served 15 years in the Army and got out in 1992 and got ordained as a minister.
Wow.
Served as a pastor of a small congregation in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. right outside of Fort Campbell.
I was going to ask you that. Where is that? Because I've never heard of it.
It's right on the border of the Kentucky-Tennessee border, right there by Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
And the people out there from Hopkinsville, Kentucky, don't get mad at me. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I just never heard of it.
Well, you know, they're a southern town I call it a Midwestern state, because Kentucky is not really south-south.
True.
It's more Midwestern, but those are some southern folk.
Oh, I know.
And just some good people.
Mm-hmm.
Good people. While I was there, we were there for about 10 years. We lived in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, and met some really good Christian people. And this one, I used to work at a convenience store, Mike, and one night one of the cops on shift came in, and he would remind you of, remember the show In the Heat of the Night?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Parker?
Mm-hmm.
That's who he reminded me of. And I mean, just wonderful person. But he came in one night, Mike, and he said, "I'm going to teach you how to speak Kentuckyese."
Oh.
And I said, "What do you mean by that?" He said, "Yon't to." I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "Yon't to. Do you want to?" And I said, "Oh, it's time to leave."
I'm from the South, and that even cracks me.
Well, I had never heard it before. Yon't to.
I have, but you know, because I'm from Houston, so I'm from the South, and you hear it in my voice from time to time. I've had people say, "Yeah, I can hear that Southern accent."
Mm-hmm.
It was like, okay, but yeah, we've got some words.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And we lived off of, I call it Lafayette Road. They call it Lafayette.
And really?
And I could never get used to that. Every time someone asked me where you live, I say off of Lafayette Road. They say, "You mean Lafayette?" I said, "No, I mean Lafayette." You know, and so it was really a wonderful place. We raised three of our children there, because my oldest girl, she was a teenager, and then our two boys, they were under 12. When we were living there, and our baby girl, EJ, she was a baby. Mm-hmm. But we raised three of our kids there, and they loved it. Mm. They loved it. It was a good place to raise kids.
So what is it like to be a drill sergeant? What is that all about? I mean,
I knew you were going to ask that.
Yeah, so I didn't want to disappoint you. So what is that like?
Well, in order to get into the drill sergeant program back in the day, in the 80s, you had to be nominated for it by your company commander. And when I went into the drill sergeant program, believe it or not, I was stationed with a unit in Germany called the 33rd Army Band and Chorus. I was a singing soldier at the time. And my company commander, he nominated me for drill sergeant duty. And when he did, I got the call from D.C. saying, "You've been accepted into the drill sergeant program." And I left Germany June of 1987 and came back to the States. And I started school October of 1987 at the Drill Sergeant Academy at Fort Dix, New Jersey. It was a completely different world. It was completely different than the Army I had served in, because now we were the trainers. It was the trainer type atmosphere. And when I went to Drill Sergeant Academy at Fort Dix, everything changed. I found out what it really meant to be a soldier, because I had to train others to become soldiers. And so we trained for 9 weeks. Basic training is 8 weeks.
So what do you mean you learn what it's like to be a soldier? What did you learn?
I learned how to evoke that, what can I say, that esprit de corps, that the pride of being a United States Army soldier.
Mm-hmm.
I learned what that meant. Because I had been doing it for 13 years, but I really didn't know what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Drill Sergeant Academy, we went through all these classes that were basically indoctrinating us to be the soldiers that lead the other soldiers, to be soldiers, if you will.
Yeah.
And so it was ingrained even more into me of what it meant to be a soldier. And as we learned that during that period of 9 weeks, it was a completely different world. And I grew more in love with the United States, more in love with the Army, and more in love with being a soldier, because it meant something, that mm-hmm. discipline, that esprit de corps, the unity, family. Drill sergeants always, always hung out together. We were always together.
So your own little group.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
We were talking about it, you know, being in a clique.
And that's definitely a clique.
Yeah, before this show. And I could understand that as being a clique is, yeah. well, one, you got people that understand your mindset and the way you mm-hmm. think, because mm-hmm. they think the same way.
Absolutely.
So, and I know you went into the military, but what got you there? What made you decide to go into the military?
Oh, you really digging today, Mike.
I am.
You are really going there today.
Yes.
Well, growing up in South Carolina, let's just say I didn't have the opportunity to excel mm-hmm. in a positive way. Oh, I was able to excel in a negative way.
Okay.
But in a positive way, the atmosphere just was not there for that. Mm-hmm. And so I was a teen mom at 16. I had my oldest girl when I was 16 years old. I was told that I would never be anything. I would never have anything. My dream was to become an attorney mm-hmm. at that time. And I was told that I had ruined my life and would never be able to do anything like that.
Okay, so who told you this?
My family.
Okay.
My family. My family was adamant about the fact that I had ruined my life and that I had ruined everything I would ever be in life. Mm-hmm. And so I went to New York that summer when I was pregnant with my daughter to have an abortion, believe mm-hmm. it or not. And when I got there, I was babysitting. My aunt had gotten me a job as a babysitter for these beautiful, beautiful kids. And needless to say, I couldn't do it. I couldn't go through with an abortion because I was looking at these beautiful children. Mm-hmm. And I said, well.
And carrying one.
Yeah. I said, maybe, just maybe, you know, she'll be, or he'll be beautiful like these kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And I want to dig in, and just so you know, I'm going to dig in a little bit deeper. We're going to get deep into it today. Okay. So don't think you're going to get out of here easily today.
Okay.
No change. You've been on my show once before, and I kind of let you off easy, but we're not doing that this time. You're becoming a regular, so I have to dig a little
deeper. Okay. That's what it is. Okay. All right. I understand.
But ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The Father Show, and this is your host, Mike Thompson. And we are going to be back shortly, but if you are a man out there and you are needing resources to help you get through your day-to-day life, whether that's daycare, attorney, counselor, therapist, whatever the case may be, go to the Father Show Resource Program, and that's at www.thefathershow.org. R as in resources, P as in program.org, and find the resources in your city, in your state, that is closest to you and that can help you. With that, we're going to be right back.
There's so much going on, it's crazy.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. for our Sunday praise and worship service. Our teachings are biblically based and our worship fresh and exciting. If you're in the Denver metro area, visit us in person or visit us online at kcconline.org. Join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for the Kingdom Connection Christian Center Sunday Praise and Worship Service. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
You're listening to The Father Show with Mike Thompson.
Well, welcome back. This is Mike Thompson, your host of The Father Show, and you're listening to The Father Show right here on CTK World Radio at ctkradio.org. And we're here with today with our guest, Beatrice Bruno, the Drill Sergeant of Life. And before we broke away, she was just getting into the reason why she got into the Army, what took her into the military. And you mentioned that when you were 16 years old, mm-hmm. you were pregnant, mm-hmm. and before we was getting ready to leave on our break, you mentioned that you were thinking about having an abortion, but you saw some kids that changed your mind. You can elaborate?
Yeah, I did. I was babysitting that summer when I was 16 years old in New York, and these were beautiful, beautiful kids. They were twins, a boy and a girl, set of twins. They were, the mother was black, the daddy was Jewish. Hmm. And then there were several other little kids, but these were just precious, precious little kids. They were all like 4, 5, 6 years old. And then I had my younger cousin who was about 8, or she might have been 10 years old. And just sitting and looking at them, and I said, well, maybe I can have this baby. And mm-hmm. then one night I was looking at TV, and I was looking at Good Times. Mm-hmm. And JJ's friend, who was played by, oh my gosh, what is that actress's name? She was pregnant. She was like 16 or 17 years mm-hmm. old. And she was getting ready to have the baby. She said, oh, I'm scared. And JJ was saying, no, you can do it. Come on, I'm going to take you to the hospital. You can do it. But I'm scared. What am I going to do with the baby? He said, you can do it. Come on, we're going to do it. And when she had the baby, you know, everyone was around her with love. And I didn't have that. My family loved me, but it was just, as long as I was doing good, mm-hmm. you know, because I was a smart kid. I skipped grades in school and stuff, and I was a smart kid, but I got to running around with an unruly bunch of people.
Okay.
People that were just doing stuff. Because when I was pregnant, there were two other friends that were pregnant at the same time. It was almost like we did a pregnancy pact, you know, and so, but my family, once I fell, if you will, it seemed as though the love wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And so
you fail in their eyes.
Yeah.
You didn't fail.
No.
You just fail.
That's right.
In their eyes.
That's right.
Their expectations of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so when their expectations fail, mine did too, because I didn't think I could do anything with my life. Mm-hmm. And after I had my daughter, I went back to South Carolina after the summer and had my baby that January when I turned 17 a week later. And I went ahead and finished high school because my guidance counselor told me when she found out I was pregnant, she said, oh, you'll never be able to finish high school. You can't raise a child and finish high school.
And that was kind of normal back
yes.
in the day.
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
It's a shame, but they, once you get pregnant, they were like, okay, your life is over.
That's right.
So, but what happened? I understand with your parents. Mm-hmm. Now, what about the dad, the father of the baby? Yeah, I know.
he was nowhere to be found. It was like it was an immaculate conception, mm-hmm. where I got pregnant. Hmm. You know, nobody else was involved.
So you sure your Beatrice Bruno and
yeah,
not Mary?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And see, you know, that's one of the things that back in the 70s, that was quite common in our society because the male seemed to disappear. Mm-hmm. And it was a young lady that was left with a baby, mm-hmm. you know, and no visible means of support except welfare. And I tried that for about a hot second, Mike, and I figured out that that was not for me because it made me feel degraded.
Right. And it does that. I truly believe that people that are sitting back waiting on a handout, they feel less about themselves when they get it.
Yes.
And the longer you're on it, the worse you feel about yourself.
Absolutely.
And you really start believing that you are not worth anything.
Absolutely.
That you are just, you know, the only thing, the best you can do is wait for that check every month.
That's right. And I found that when I went to the office to get my welfare, to get my food stamps and all this stuff, and I sat and I looked at people, I looked at other people that were in there, and I felt so out of place. I said, this isn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do this. And so I was on welfare for about maybe 5 or 6 months. Mm. And I told them, I don't want it anymore. I don't want it. I will not come and get it. I went and got a job after I graduated from high school. And,
so you graduated?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated from high school, and I got a job, and that wasn't even good enough because I was still in that same atmosphere.
So your parents, once you graduated from high school, did your parents' opinion change?
No.
It stayed the same?
It stayed the same.
They still, what was their expectation for you as a child?
As a child? Okay.
Or a young adult?
Well, as I was growing up, I grew up with my grandparents, and my dad, he and his wife lived in New York, and so I really didn't have anything to do with them. I didn't have anything to do with my biological mom, my biological dad. As a matter of fact, I only visited him during the summertime, and there was really no attachment or anything like that. My dad and I didn't get close until about 10 years ago.
Wow.
And then it's still hard.
Oh, yeah.
It's still very hard because we didn't have that relationship. And let me just say this to your audience today. Dads, if you have children out there that are struggling, they need you. They need to hear the father's voice. It's good to have a mama's voice. It's good to have a grandmama's voice. But they need that father's voice, especially your little girls, because your little girls are out there trying to get validated in all these different places by all these different guys, and they're not being validated. If anything, they're being put down into a place that they really don't want to be in.
Right. Preach.
Okay.
Preach.
And daddies, if you can just get a relationship with your daughter, let her know how much you love her. Let her know how much you care. Let her know how much she is truly worth. Okay? Because that's what was missing in my life.
Yeah.
I was looking for love in all the wrong places. And my granddaddy died. And he, as far as I was concerned, he was the only one that loved me.
Mm.
You know? And so when he passed away, that's when I really got crazy. I did.
And a lot of times, you know, that's one of the reasons why kids go off on the deep end.
Yes.
It's not because they want to be bad.
No.
They sometimes have lost something or missed something or did not get something.
That's right.
That they really need. And a lot of times that is love.
Absolutely.
Affection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I understand that, and then this is what the Father Show is about.
Mm-hmm.
You know this already, but just for the audience, this is what the Father Show is about. We want you to understand the importance of a father in a child's life, the importance of a mother in a child's life. It's not just one parent.
No.
You got to have both parents to really raise a healthy, well-balanced child.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, you can say, I can do it on my own. Yeah, you can do it on your own. But however, to raise a well balance is, you know, it goes back to what, Mrs. Clinton, what she was saying. You know, it takes a village.
That's right.
And it does. And a village doesn't have to be large.
No.
But it does take a village. And one person does not make a village.
That's right.
So you've got to have support in the father and the mother, and then you branch out from there.
Yes.
But you got to have that support.
Yes.
And so for you, having you know, the only relationship you really knew was with your grandfather, mm-hmm. you know, but raised in being raised by your grandfather and your grandmother, I take it.
Mm-hmm.
And you missed out on having, mm-hmm. you know, and really in the defense of your grandparents,
mm-hmm.
when you got pregnant in their generation.
Yes.
When they got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like, okay, you get an abortion, you hide it, you mm-hmm. you sweep it under the carpet, whatever mm-hmm. you got to do, but mm-hmm. you don't let people know that you are pregnant right. when you're not married.
That's right.
So
that's
right. they were telling you what they knew
mm-hmm.
and what they learned.
Yes.
And this is one thing that I tell parents all the time. You have to parent with an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
You have to parent not necessarily how your mother and your father
That's
taught
right.
you.
That's right.
Okay? You're going to take some of what they have taught you mm-hmm. and bring it into your parenting skills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But however, it doesn't mean you can't learn
That's right.
how to even be a
That's
better
right.
parent.
That's right.
And so, you know, when people ask me about the Father Show and the Father Show Resource Program, and I tell them, I said, you know, we're here to help men be better men.
Yes.
Doesn't mean you're bad. Doesn't
No.
mean you don't know what you're doing. Mm-mm. It's just that everybody
mm-hmm.
can learn.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, in order for you to be the best you can be, mm-hmm. you should always be growing.
Absolutely.
And you, as a coach, I know you know this.
Absolutely.
You need, and a drill sergeant as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know that in order for you to be your best,
Absolutely.
You got to challenge yourself.
That's right.
And you have to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to grow staying the way that you were and being stubborn, got your heels dug into
No.
the dirt and said, I'm not moving.
No, no.
So we understand, you know, but, and I want, you know, the parents, grandparents and parents out there to understand that you have to be careful what you're saying
yes.
to the child.
Oh,
just because
yes.
it's the norm or culturally, this is what mm-hmm. we are supposed to say
mm-hmm.
because our daughter is pregnant. So now she's going to ruin her life.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to be able to do anything. She's not going to be able to accomplish anything that she wants to accomplish mm-hmm. or the dream that we had for her.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not it.
No, it's not. And do you know how long it takes to recover from those words? Do you know how long those words reverberate in a
mm-hmm.
person's mind and heart? And how when a person looks into a mirror, it's just like a young woman with, what's the name of that eating disease? Anorexia.
Anorexia.
When
right.
they look in the mirror, they see themselves as fat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when a person has been, you know, had a pregnancy and mm-hmm. they, you know, shouldn't have because they were young.
Mm-hmm.
When I looked in the mirror, all I saw was, I'm never going to make it.
Right.
I'm never
right.
going to have it.
Because anything. That's what all you were fed.
Yeah. Yeah.
In front of people that you loved.
Yes.
That you thought loved you.
Yes.
Was telling you what was best. And you wanted to make sure you thought you listening to them.
Yeah.
Because those are the ones that guiding you. So
oh, yeah.
you're listening to them.
Oh yeah.
And it's hard. You're right. Once you start feeding that information to those, you know, to your head.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a long time,
oh,
if
yes.
ever,
oh, yes.
to get out of it.
If ever.
But we're going to get ready to take a break. We got to pay for this airtime and do a little commercial. But you're listening to The Father Show, and this is your host, Mike Thompson, with our special guest, Beatrice Bruno, the drill sergeant of life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a man that is looking for resources, needs some help in some way, whether you're going through the divorce, whether you're going through depression, whatever the case may be, you can find resources in your state that's closest to your city or in your city at the Father Show R Resources Program. .org, and that's the Father Show Resources Program.org, or www.thefathershowr as in resources, p as in program.org. Go there and find the resources you need. Don't let life put you in a corner. Get the help before you need it. You're listening to The Father Show on CTK World Radio at ctkradio.org, and we'll be right back.
And we'll be right back.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
You're listening to The Father Show with Mike Thompson.
All right, welcome back. And you are listening to The Father Show with your host, Mike Thompson, and our special guest, Beatrice Bruno, on the CTK World Radio at ctkradio.org. And before we left on break, we were really talking about the things that parents put in your head.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's some, a lot of times it's not maliciously.
No.
You know, it's just what they believe, mm-hmm. because from their generation, that's what happened.
That's right.
And that's what they saw. And you were talking about your grandparents telling you over and over again when you got pregnant that your life was over, yeah. and you weren't going to amount to anything. And yeah. and all these negativity things that you heard. Mm-hmm. And I don't, not knowing your grandparents, but I don't think it was malicious. I think it was...
I don't think it was either, Mike. It was, like you said, it was the times.
Yeah.
You know, you figure this was 1975, 1976 era. And we were told that go to school, get a good education, mm-hmm. get a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went and I got pregnant.
But you still got an education.
I still got an education. I graduated from high school,
yeah.
but everything else was just ruined.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no more of how could I think of being an attorney? You know, who you're single, you're black, you got a baby. How can you even think about doing that? That's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so you asked me how I ended up in the Army. I had just gotten fed up with South Carolina and where I grew up. And if any of you listeners are in Aiken, South Carolina, I'm sorry, but it's true. Okay? I had gotten fed up because the atmosphere was not conducive to me doing better with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I was walking down the street in Aiken, South Carolina, and I saw at that time, it was all four militaries in a row, Air Force, Marines, Navy, and Army. And I saw the sign, and the sign at that time said, be all that you can be in the U.S. Army.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at that sign, and I just stood there for a while looking at it. And this recruiter, he was, I'd say he was in his 30s, white guy, real tall, and he had this rank on his collar. I didn't know what it was, and now I know he was a master sergeant.
Mm.
But he came out, and he said, can I help you, young lady? And I said, well, I was looking at your sign, and it says, be all you can be in the Army. And I said, would the Army want someone like me? And he said, what do you mean? And I said, well, I got a baby.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, and? I said, well, I've been told that I won't ever have anything in life. I won't be able to amount to anything in life. And he looked at me, He said, "You'll do just fine in the Army." And I said, "I will?" He said, "Yeah." And I had to get my grandmother to sign off on the paperwork so that I could actually go, because I was too young. I was only 17. And I, even though I had graduated from high school already, that was still too young. I had to wait until I was 18. But she signed the paperwork so that I could go up to Fort Jackson and go through the reception station and the MEPS, the military entrance. Something, I don't know. All you Army folk out there, y'all know what it is. I don't even remember anymore. But went and got all my blood work done and you know, got my uniforms and all this stuff. And that was in October of 76. And then in March of 77, that's when I went on active duty. And I realized my dream of getting away from South Carolina and doing something. And I met all these different people from all over the United States, Mike. And it was just, it was awesome.
Now, how come, why is it that you did not pursue being an attorney in the military?
Because I was told I couldn't. I was told that I had ruined my life.
So you still believe that?
I believed it. I believed that all I could do was go into the Army and just be a grunt, you know? And I just, I didn't see it. And it was, I'd say it was about 8 or 9 years after I had been in the Army that I started believing that I could actually have been an attorney.
So here's a point that I want to make to the parents out there. Parents, if you are sometimes upset with how your child has turned out.
Come on. Come on.
I want you to sit down and think about some of the things you might have said to your child. And you're thinking that maybe your child was just lazy, didn't want to do nothing. But could it be that the information you put in that child's head is the reason why your child is acting, doing, becoming the person that they are becoming? So I want you to think about that. And new parents.
Yes.
When you are talking with your little baby.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm talking about weeks old.
Yes.
Think about what you're saying to that child.
That's right.
Because even though you don't think that that child remembers that.
That's right.
Or it's not stuck in that child's subconscious, it is. And I'm not a psychiatrist, but I can tell you as a parent, as a parent that's seen that, and I will, down the road, you hear more about my story and my child's story and my children's story, but I know for a fact that the words that you speak to your kids are so important, and they will be ingrained in their mind.
That's right.
Even at an earlier, be honest with you, before they come out of the womb.
Yes, absolutely.
So you have to think about what you are saying before you open your mouth.
That's right.
And even those little things that you're a dummy. No.
Okay.
You know, I have a stepdaughter now, and she gets mad at me sometime, and we laugh about it. But she'll say, "Oh, I just, because I'm lazy." I'm saying, no. You're not lazy.
Nope.
And you're not going to claim that.
That's right.
You're not going to seal that on yourself. Well, I'm dumb. No, you're not dumb. And you're not going to claim that. I'm not going to even let you claim that. Because you're not dumb. So even with your own kids, think about it. Even when you hear your kids say that, you have to support them. Lift them up.
That's right.
Not push them down. And that's, you know, I'm not going to get on a ramp.
But it's true what you're saying, Mike. Parents, you have to understand that your child is a mini you. And you need to think back to when you were a child and some of the words that your parents or your aunties, your uncles, Miss Frushi down the street, Think about those words that they said to you that stuck with you for so many years. Do you want that same thing to happen with your children?
Amen.
No, you don't. You want your children to believe that they can do whatever they want to do in life. They can be whatever they want to be in life. They can have whatever they want to have in life. Think about Will Smith, Will and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Look at their kids.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing impossible for those kids.
Right.
Okay, and I mean
and
that.
Told
that, little,
that.
Yes, that their youngest son. What is that boy's name? The one that was just in the movie with Will. That it was a futuristic type thing.
Yeah,
and, I don't remember the child's name, but when you look at him, you see Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing, there's no acting role that he can't fulfill.
And even though he has a father that is doing something,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that if you have a father or a mother that, say, is on welfare,
right.
it doesn't mean that you have to keep your kid in
no.
that same boat, having
no.
that same mentality.
That's right.
Because you hear so many times where the parents are saying, well, you ain't nothing, I ain't nothing, and you ain't going to be nothing. And that's not right.
No.
Because even if you didn't push yourself
that's
to
right.
come out of being on assisted living,
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean your child has to be in the
that's
same
right.
boat when they grow up.
That's right. That's very true. That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
We have the ability to create the life that we want to create.
Yeah.
We have the ability. We have the, you know, we're not dumb people. Mm. We really aren't. You know, and when I look at some of the meals, I mean, my husband and I have gone through some financial difficulties, but I tell you what, give me some beans, a pound of ground beef, and some tomatoes, okay, and I'm going to make you a meal, all right? Just think of the stuff that we do out of necessity, okay, that nobody else can do. And how dare you call your child dumb or stupid after what you've just done, the
right.
meal you put on the table.
Right.
And you mean to tell me you're going to tell your child that you're just stupid? You just stop that.
Mm-hmm.
Stop that. Help your children to see that you are greater than what you can ever even imagine in life. And you can
and
do something.
And just because you didn't push yourself and you
that's
didn't
right.
turn out to be the person that you wanted to be does not mean your child can't become the person that they want to
that's
be.
Right.
And here's a key word. They want to be.
Yes.
Not what you
come on.
Want them
come
to
on.
Be.
Come on. Come
okay?
on. Come on.
You don't want to, even if you want them to follow in your footsteps, even if you want them to play a professional sports,
mm-hmm.
it's about what they want to
that's
do.
Right.
But you have to uplift them so they can become the man and the woman that they
that's
want
right.
to be and can be.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, well, you know I can get on a soap opera on about that.
Well, you know,
it just drives me nuts when I hear parents, you know, and it's sometimes I even listen to parents because they, you know, they say something or they speak in a way that they don't want their kids to speak.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
a simple thing is if you're going to cuss in front of your kids.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you expect your kids not to cuss. Because you said so.
Hello.
That ain't gonna work.
That's right.
You know, it's not going to work. And I, you know, it's you have to think, you have to pay attention, you have to learn, you have mm-hmm. to keep thinking. And like Beatrice, you were saying, if you remember it mm-hmm. and you know how it affected you.
That's right.
Why are you putting that on your kid?
Come on.
You say you love your kids,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you love your kids, don't you want the best for them?
Yes,
and if
absolutely.
You want the best for them, why not learn?
Mm-hmm.
Why not grow? Why not give them an opportunity that you squandered away?
That's right.
Or you didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I believe you had it anyway. You just didn't use it.
Yeah,
so,
you're right about it.
You know,
you're
a good example for that. You know,
yeah.
you got pregnant and all that, and you were supposed to be nothing, and here, look at you.
Yeah.
And we've got to take another break, but we're going to learn more about Miss Beatrice Bruno, the drill sergeant of life. And you are listening to The Father Show with your host, Mike Thompson, on CTK World Radio at ctkradio.org. And if you are a person that needs resources, a man that is need resources to help you get through your day-to-day, maybe a divorce, maybe child custody, maybe child support, go to The Father Show Resources Program and find resources that are there in your area. We are in all 50 states, and we should be having resources in your city. Find the people that can help you get the help that you need. You're listening to The Father Show, and this is your host, Mike Thompson, and we'll be right back.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Del Mar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for our Wednesday night Bible study. Visit us in person if you're in the Denver metro area, or view the entire service online. A link has been made available on the Spotlight page at our website, www.ctkradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
You're listening to The Father Show with Mike Thompson.
Welcome back, everybody, and you are listening to The Father Show here with your host, Mike Thompson, on CTK World Radio at ctkradio.org. And today, my special guest is Miss Beatrice Bruno, or Mrs., I should say, because you're yes. married. Yep. So, Mrs. Beatrice Bruno, the drill sergeant of life.
Yes.
And we talked about you going into the Army. We talked about you being a drill sergeant. Mm-hmm. And when we left, we were really talking about the words that we put in kids' heads yeah. and how that affects them. But I want to talk about, now, you being a drill sergeant, you being a single mother at an early age, mm-hmm. 16, but yet and still, you overcame that. How did you overcome all that to be the person that you are now? You know, a minister, a coach, a motivational speaker, you're writing books. How did you overcome all those negativity words and thoughts and ideas that came and that were put in your head? Mm-hmm. How did you do that?
Well, you know, God took me through some life changes, Mike, that caused me to come to the conclusion that I needed to let go of the past. Mm-hmm. And in doing that, I was able to be around a lot of people that had a lot of stuff in their lives. And I was able to observe them and see how they either were or were not getting through those things. Mm-hmm. And to be perfectly honest, it kind of scared me to see people just living in the past so much. And then I looked at my children, because by the time I got out of the Army, I had gotten married to Mr. Bruno, and we had his two boys. Then we had my oldest girl and his two boys, and then we had a baby together, our youngest daughter, EJ. And as I got out of the Army, I realized that I was going to be leaving that part of myself behind. Mm-hmm. And I needed to do that, because that was all the old stuff, the old way I had lived, the old mindsets that I had, and all those different things. And I had to let that go, but it didn't happen overnight. So in about 2009, God took me on a journey. And I went to New York to take care of my dad. And I thought I was going to be gone for about 3 or 6 months. And I was there for 13 and a half months in New York taking care of my dad. And while I was there, God showed me all the stuff that I had not done for him and that I had been doing for other people, you know, but the stuff that he had called me to do, mm-hmm. I had not done. And then it caused me to look back in my life and see all the things that I was still holding on to. And one by one, I had to let go of those things in order to not only keep my sanity, but to find out who I was in Christ and to be the person that God had called me to be. And you see, many times, Michael, when people are told, when we're told things as children, we hold on to those things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard to let those things go. Mm-hmm. But once we do, then we can realize the person that we were created to be. Mm-hmm. Now, let me say this, okay? And as much as people try to say that there is no devil, I beg to differ, because the devil wants to keep you right where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to keep you in that old mindset so that you won't even progress. You won't even go any further in life.
Right.
And you have to make a choice within yourself that, you know what, I'm going to let this stuff go. And if it's just one thing, the Apostle Paul in Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verses, I think is about 13 through 15, something like that. He says, it's not as though I have attained, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind.
Mm-hmm.
I reach toward those things which are before, and I press toward the mark of the calling of Christ and the high calling of Christ and God in Christ Jesus. And so Paul, you know, when he said that, when I read that, I was like, this one thing I do, this one thing. And that one thing for me, Mike, was letting go of my past.
Mm-hmm.
And letting go of those voices that I had been hearing for so many years, so that I could just progress to the point where God wants me to be at, and I can be the drill sergeant of life, if you will, and do the things that he's called me to do.
And you, like you said, you put the stuff behind you.
Mm-hmm.
What helped you? What helped you to get to the point where you can put that behind you? Was it something that you were feeding yourself? You were being fed? Or, you know, what was it? Is some, you know, that made you say, you know what, I'm not that person? All that stuff that, yeah, it happened. And that, you know, I can't say it didn't happen. It happened. And I heard it. And I even believed it for a while.
Yeah.
But now I believe this.
Yeah. I started working on my book, How to Get Over Yourself and Let Go of the Past. And I use PAST as an acronym for People, Places, Possibilities, and Situations That Should Be Terminated. And as I wrote that book, God started giving me things like, you are not your past. He started speaking that constantly into my spirit. You are not your past.
Mm-hmm.
And other things like, I don't have it yet, but I'm getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an ongoing process. It's a daily thing that you have to do.
And you're right. And I was just sitting here thinking about it. You know, like I said, I have a story. And we all have a story.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to get your book, because I need to give it to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Because she heard a lot of that.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm trying to get her over.
Yeah.
Is to understand that I don't care what you heard.
Mm-hmm.
That is not you.
That's right.
And you can be all that you want to be. And unfortunately, I don't get to spend as much time as I like with her, so that she can hear this on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause she's heard so much negative over 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you don't, like you said earlier, that stuff stays in your head for long time.
Yes, it does.
And to try to get it out, I've given her books and I've talked with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I want her to get that out of her head, that she don't have to stay.
No.
And she don't need to believe what she heard.
No.
And what happened to her.
No.
She don't.
No.
So, I got to get your book
and
give it to her.
In chapters 3 and 4 of my book, the title of chapter 3 is, I'm Not What I'm Going to Be.
Mm-hmm.
And the title of chapter 4 is, But I'm Not What I Used to Be. And see, I had to get that into my brain.
Right.
And say, I'm not what I'm going to be. I'm not near to where God has for me at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But doggone it, I'm not what I used to be either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm not the same Beatrice that I grew up as in South Carolina.
Absolutely.
You see. And so, but, you know, with just certain things that God showed me, you know, one of my let go of the past keys, number 2 is, my future apprehends and challenges me. I apprehend and challenge my future. In mm-hmm. other words, I'm going after my future.
Mm-hmm.
My future wants me to come with it. I want it to come with me.
Right.
And I'm going to go and do whatever it takes to get to that place so that I can move forward. But, you know, I just want to tell your audience, Mike, that even though you're not where you want to be in life right now, you're not where you used to be, mm-hmm. and you can do it. This isn't just a Beatrice Bruno drill sergeant of life thing that God has taken me from so much to and is given me so much so that I'm not the person that I used to be. This is for anybody,
right.
But you've got to want it.
Right.
You've got to want it. And as you raise your children, as you talk to your children and show them that they may have come from nothing, but they're going to be something right. in life because that's what God has ordained.
And even if you didn't get there.
That's right.
To make it to the point where you want it to be.
That's right.
Does not mean that your kids can get
that's
to
right.
where they want to be.
That's right.
As long as you are supporting them and
Absolutely.
Telling them that they can.
Absolutely.
You know, and I know, like Beatrice and I, the Father Show Resource Program has a program called the Choice Program.
Yeah.
And it's a kindergarten through 12th grade program for what used to be just for boys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks to you, we're now including girls in
yes.
this program. And if you haven't gotten a sense yet of what kind of a woman this lady is that can motivate you and your kids to be more
yes.
than they thought they could be.
Absolutely.
You missed it. You need to rewind the tape a little bit, listen to this air one more time, and make sure you get the fact that this woman here is telling it like it is.
Yes, absolutely.
And our choice program, we're going to be starting that at Axel Academy.
Charter School Academy. Yeah.
Yep, we'll be starting that this Thursday.
Yes.
And it's an after-school program this year, but it's a kindergarten through 12th grade program. We're going to be talking with the middle school kids,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be throughout the whole year of the school, a year, we'll be talking with them about making the right choices in
yes,
life.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times what you just said resonate with me when, you know, you're saying that just because where you were mm-hmm. doesn't mean where you're going.
That's right.
And we want
right.
we're teaching these kids that just because your mindset is here right now
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean you can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you can't get to where you dream you can be.
Yes. Absolutely.
And you just have to dream it. Now, if you haven't also gathered, now you are getting ready to have a radio show
yes.
on CTK World Radio as well.
Yes.
I want you to tell the audience about that. What are they going to be listening to? Because I know I'm excited about having a show. So tell them about your show.
My show is Let Go and Let God For Real with the Drill Sergeant of Life. And it's helping people to let go of those things that have held them captive for so many years and to let God do what he wants to do in their lives. And this will probably be one of the few times that you will hear me preach on a radio show, because I'm going to bring it home. Baby, I want people to know that you got to let go and let God for real. Don't just hold on to stuff. Let it go and let God take care of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, we all go through things.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
we're all going to have challenges in life.
Yes.
It's not a single person in this room, in this world, that's not going to have some challenges.
That's right. That's right.
So you might as well get ready for it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what golden silver spoon you've had in your mouth growing
mm-hmm.
up, you still are going to have some challenges.
You better believe that.
And when you do, how are you going to stand up to it?
That's right.
How are you going to hold up?
That's right.
And come out on the other end?
That's right.
And you've got to understand, I mean, listening to Beatrice Bruno and the Drill Sergeant of Life and learning what it is that you have to do.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to having your show on. I can't wait to listen to it myself. I'm going to get the book, and I'm going to get it to my daughter as fast as I can.
Absolutely.
Because I want her to start reading
mm-hmm.
that, and she can see it, you know. And she'll understand. And hearing from your voice, I know it will make a world of difference to her.
Yeah.
So I can put it in her hand. I can't make her read it, but I can put it in her hand.
That's right.
And that's the best that I can do.
That's right.
And the rest of it has to be on her.
That's right.
But ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for the day. And I'm so glad to have Beatrice Bruno, the Drill Sergeant of Life, here with me today. It's the first time on CTK Radio, World Radio, but it won't be the last. I can tell you that.
Amen.
We're going to be back on again next week, but I want you to just think about the things that we talked about today and really understand that you can be and will be more than you think you can. And you can handle more than you think you can.
That's right.
So thank you for joining us. This is Mike Thompson, your host of The Father Show, right here on CTK World Radio at ctkradio.org. God bless you all, and I look forward to hearing from you next week.
God bless you.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.